Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, and welcome to Women Unified in Christ. We are so glad and elated that y'all have stopped by today. We are doing a new thing this year in 2022. And if you would like anyone to come on starting today, give them the number to call in, which is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. A lot of women may be on the go in the grocery store, different things on a Saturday evening. So I am trying to make it very easy for every person to come on that would like to come on. And today we have an exciting topic, the talk on integrity, responsibility. We're going to hit on a lot of things of women in integrity. So just keep coming on. If you would like to say anything during the broadcast, hit 1 on your keypad, whether you're on a cell phone or you're on a landline phone. All you have to do is hit 1 on your keypad, and I will surely bring you in. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I think somebody have their hand up already. I'm going to bring them in. Praise the Lord. And see, I see their hand is up. Okay, let's have a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come to give you praise today and to give you glory. It's not about us, it's all about you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for 2022, dear Heavenly Father. The first Wednesday in the new year, in the new year that we can come on with Women Unified in Christ. God, we give you the praise today. We give you the glory. Let something that be said that would help some woman that come on this line today, dear Heavenly Father, no matter what part of the country they are in, let them be able to talk and give their views on integrity, dear Heavenly Father. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. And at this time, I'm going to give a brief synopsis. We have one person from area code 217 on, and I'll tune you in just a few minutes. I have you on live. Today we're talking about integrity and different parts of integrity. When we think of integrity, we think of someone who is honorable, trustworthy, a person who keeps their word and God their word and God their reputation. To be called a woman or a man of integrity is a high compliment. Such a person knows the difference between right and wrong and diligently pursue doing right. You know, when you think about that, no matter what the obstacle, Jesus provides the best example of a man of integrity. He was not always swayed by outer influence, but lived a life above reproach. Integrity comes not just from the pursuit of right living, but the pursuit of God, which leads to right living. You know, when we talk about integrity, you know, the dictionary used words such as whole, complete, to describe what integrity means. To borrow a modern expression, a woman with integrity has her act together. There are no loose ends that threaten her reputation. We're talking today about integrity. And before I go on further, we have somebody from area code 217. I've brought you in. Would you like to say something? Yes?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing? I'm Josh. I'm calling in from East Central Illinois.
Oh, well, glad to have you on, Josh. So glad to hear you.
Yes, ma'am. You know that the foundation, the word Catholic actually came from the Greek kataholos, and that means according to the whole. So I appreciate
okay.
that you talking about integrity.
All right.
Now, there's integrity is when we all have that selfishness amongst ourselves. We all have that selfish, you know, oh, I see a $20 on the, you know, $20 bill on the ground that someone just dropped. I can tap on their shoulder and say, hey, you dropped your money. or you can hand it to them, you know, or you can just walk away with it yourself. Integrity is when you you know that somebody's always watching.
Mm-hmm.
You already know that, so I mean, I have examples. So I'm not going to throw too much out there, but I went to go pick up my buddy at this bar because he was intoxicated, and I saw this girl who was obviously not okay. And I drove her home, and the entire time she was like, she was very concerned. She's like, "Oh, my boyfriend's going to be so mad." And I was like, "He'll forgive you in the morning, you know." And everybody was worried that something terrible was going to happen to this girl, and all I did was drive her home. Because, you
mm-hmm.
know, that's my sister.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think that gets lost over time, especially with modern nonsense. Integrity is basically treat everyone as you would have them treat you.
Mm-hmm.
Unapologetically.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. If anybody else would like to come on, all you have to do is hit 1 on your keypad, and we'll go on. Once I see your hand up, I'll be more than happy to bring you on. Thank God the lines are lit up today, the brand new year. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, talking about integrity, the ultimate virtue, you know, do we prize integrity above the tangible things in life? Are we concerned with being what we say we are? To become a person of integrity is a high calling and one worthy of pursuing. The young man came on and told you a little about integrity, what he got of it. And if anyone else would like to talk about it, just hit 1 on your keypad as we go through, and I'll be glad to bring you on. You know, integrity, it's as simple as being what you say you are. That striking me as an excellent definition of integrity. It means being what you say you are, all the things, and in every situation. To be called a man or a woman of integrity is the highest possible compliment that you can get. When someone say you have, oh, we have someone, oh, praise the Lord, let me bring them in. Hallelujah. Caller, you are now on the air. Would you like to tell us who you are, where you from, one?
This is Dr. Mitchell of Houston, Sugar Land, Texas. Integrity. Inter, meaning this is on the inside. Integrity, meaning the highest superlative degree of action that a human can present. In order to attain or obtain integrity, we have to be in the right spirit, in the right mind, doing the right thing, following the cardinal activities of life, those that God has presented, not as a DNA, but as an A, always abounding in the Word of God. By astonishment. Astonishment means integrity that's going to not fade, it doesn't apprehend, but it will condemn the most unusual attitude that we find happening today. Integrity beholds the grace, one, and I do say one, the grace of God in the things that we do, the things we honor, the things that are present in our lives that we maybe have at one point had an accidental activity, but integrity brings us out to the highest. It calls the superlative degree in a verb or a noun, integrity.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mitchell from Sugar Land, Texas. So glad to have you on. And if anybody would like to say anything on integrity, all you have to do is hit 1 on your keypad, and I will gladly bring you in. Just give me a few minutes because the lines are lit up, so I want to make sure I hit it in order. Praise the Lord for the new year, people coming on. You know, integrity defined. When you think about that, a person of integrity is concerned not just with doing right, but with the right motive and right thinking. You know, integrity is a wholesome or moral completeness and is characteristic of a person whose life reflects the life of Jesus Christ. Well, let me go. I have someone else on, I think. Let me bring them on. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God, everyone. Praise God. You're talking about integrity. I am over here at Dr. Edna Tuck from Maryland, with Jehovah Shalom International Ministry. We're talking about integrity. Now, as I look at integrity, it says the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles and moral upright. It talks about the synonym is being honest. And also, it talks about the integrity also talks about having has a reputation for being integrity that people see who you are so they can trust you. If you walk in that integrity, you're walking in who people see you are, like the word is your bond. If you say something, they know that they're going to believe what you say. So you have to walk upright, honest before them. And instead of the state of being complete and whole is integrity. So you got to know how to walk upright before the Lord. You got to walk in integrity. You have to walk as a woman of God or a man of God. You have to walk honestly. You can't be, like you said, with the right motives. You can't just be saying, you know what I mean, backbiting anybody. That's not walking in integrity. So you're walking in integrity by how you carry yourself, how you walk yourself, how you what you mean, how do you perceive people? So when you walk in integrity, you know, you got to show how you got to take responsibility for the action. Integrity puts others' needs above your own. Integrity is offered to help others in their need. Like the gentleman said, he offered to take this woman home, praise God. And somebody else wanted to try to put a damper on his integrity. And that's not what he was about, praise God.
Amen. And well, thank you all.
Giving, praise God.
Go ahead.
The others the benefit of the doubt. Praise God.
Praise
and
God.
Choosing,
well,
and
thank
showing
you.
Showing respect for what? To one another.
Well, we give God the praise and thank you. Hallelujah. Okay, well, we'll go on a little bit further. Okay. You know, integrity demonstrates the inner person, the motive behind the act. Just like the guy was saying, some people, the motive behind the act, he was doing something that was helping, that would help her. But other people had different motives. Hallelujah. Can y'all hear me? Okay.
Yes.
It demonstrates the inner person, the motive behind the act. Integrity encompasses all of what we do and our speech, motive, and action. A matured Christian walks. They walk in integrity, inwardly and outwardly. A Christian, a sure enough mature Christian, you're going to know the integrity when you see they walk, they motive the way they're living. You're going to say they're walking in integrity. You'll be able to know. You'll be able to tell. If anyone else would like to say something on integrity, feel free. You know, a man or woman. Yeah, go ahead, chime in. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. To put it, because I like simplicity, to put it simply, integrity is the actions you do when you think nobody's watching. And obviously, if you come from a Christian or any religious aspect, you always know somebody's watching, but it's what you do when you think nobody's watching, your actions. And, you know, we have acts in the Bible. You do good acts. You know, that you do good. Yeah, it's amazing to me because people think that it's, you know, like I understand that they think it's a choice. And I understand the free will aspect, yes, ma'am. But at the end of the day, you do good for the sake of good being done. And yeah, You'll never have to apologize to anybody. And that's the difference. Integrity is doing good when nobody's looking at you.
Mm-hmm. But God is steadily looking at you. When somebody else may not notice, God always is looking. Mm-hmm. He always has his eyes on you. All right, but we're going to go on a little further. If anybody would like to say something, okay, I see another hand went up. Let me bring them on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give me a few minutes. You're coming on. Okay, Carla, tell us who you are and where you're from.
I'm Louisa Kyle from Houston. I think this is a great subject that you have on today, talking about integrity. And as I was kind of looking some information on integrity, I found out several things that people of integrity have. Number one, they're respectful. They respect themselves and they respect and value other people. It's just not all about them. And I think you kind of touched on that. And they're honest. They're truthful. They can be trusted. You know how some people can tell you a secret and before you know it, somebody else have heard what you told this person. A person of integrity, when you tell them a secret, they don't share it with anybody else. Mm-hmm. And they don't get in gossip sessions, gossiping about other people, because you're a person of integrity. You build people up. You don't tear them down. And one last thing I would like to share is that a person of integrity, and this has happened to many of us, you've gone and bought something and the cashier gave you too much money back. Mm-hmm. And I've heard some people say, well, that was just God giving me my blessing. But a person of integrity would let them know, you gave me too much change. And they would give it back to them. And sometimes they'll look at you funny, and then sometimes they'll say thank you. But because when their cash register is checked, if it's short, they have to make that up. So mm-hmm. it means something to be a person of integrity. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Evangelist Kyle from Houston, Texas. We have another one on. I'm bringing you on just a few seconds. Okay, caller, you're now on the air. Would you tell us who you are, where you're from?
It's Pastor Marie Walker. It's
yes,
amazing
ma'am.
That you're talking about this subject today. And then what the young lady just finished saying about the cashier and integrity. As a child of God, we show that we live honestly. We have a mind that we want to be fair about everything and truthful. To go along with what she said, we were just having this very discussion about how I had someone as a child of God offer me some food stamps, wanted to know if I wanted to buy some food stamps. And I told that person, it's my name on those food stamps. And, of course, they weren't on there. So I told her, thank you, but no thank you. Because as a worldly person, if I had said yes to that, where was my integrity as a child of God? We also were discussing not only the fact that there are many of us who think, like the lady said, oh, well, that's my blessing from God. Well, God meant for me to have those. No, he didn't. If he meant for you to have them, he would have put your name on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a young man once. We needed some flyers made up. And because he worked in the office at the school, see, this is where you have to have teaching moments as well. Because he worked at the office at school and they liked him and they didn't, you know, he was free to do whatever. He said he would make the flyers up for us at school. So I asked him, I said, did you ask if you could do that? Oh, they don't care if I do that. I said, no, baby. You got to ask them because they have to pay for that paper and they have to pay for that ink. And if you're going in there making up flyers for the church of all places and have not been given permission, that's stealing. And he mm-hmm. said, you know, you're right. I never thought about it like that. But mm-hmm. we say yes to some of these simple things that we think are fine to do in this life. Where's the moral integrity of the Christian?
Mm-hmm.
We make us look bad when we do these things. We have to think about what we're doing. Carrying somebody on your taxes and you know they're not yours.
Mm-hmm.
Integrity.
Yes.
And you sitting up there, and you probably been talking to the tax preparer all about God, and then you get to this point, and you put your niece's name or nephew's name down as a dependent that you ain't gave not one red cent to care of all year. And what do you think that person thinks about you? Where's your integrity?
Mm-hmm.
We have to start thinking about those things, just like that sister say about that change. There are other things that we do that we have to start thinking about that are showing that if we are true children of God, honesty doesn't just stop at doing the right things all the time. Honesty goes further than that.
Mm-hmm.
And we as children of God, we show a bad light of God if we go and take and accept these things that we know are wrong.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you, caller, because that explains a whole lot. A lot of people don't think about their integrity in that sense, like you, both of you, all ladies have said, you know, oh, that's my blessing. No, God's going to bless you, but he'll let you know how he's going to bless you. And he's going to bless you in the right way. Like I say, it's a right way and it's a wrong way. And we have to know the right way. No matter how good it is, how tempting it is, the enemy is always there, but God is always looking. He's always looking.
Does it honor
you know?
Him?
Mm-hmm.
Does it honor him?
Yes. Let me go on a little bit further. Anybody else would like to say something, feel free. You know, integrity and responsibility. You know, many views say, I was wrong or I need help as sign of weakness. Only when we are willing to say these things are we taking steps toward true strength. You know, integrity and responsibility go together. People of integrity take responsibility, just like you all were saying, rather than blaming others for their wrong behavior. A person of integrity is not afraid to say, I was wrong, and will you forgive me? He or she has the courage to say, I need help. I can't make it alone. You know, people of integrity are not afraid to tell others of their weakness, and they discover ways to conquer them. Like you told the young man, the last caller, about doing the flyers, the paper at school, and he had not asked about him. You was not afraid to tell him. He didn't realize it. What he was doing was wrong. So by you showing integrity and responsibility, you broke it down to him where he would understand it. Now, he won't do those things. If he do, he know that they are wrong. But at the time he was going to do it, he did not think the process out of what he was going to do. If anyone else would like to say something, feel free. We're on the topic of integrity today. You know, when I thought about it. Okay, go ahead,
sorry.
Sir.
No, I was just going to say two things. One, if you're acting honestly, if you're acting as a decent human being, you never have to look over your shoulder like the lady was talking about with selling the food stamps. She knows that was wrong. You have that feeling in your gut when you're doing wrong. And, you have to look over your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
The other side
if you
of
got
it
integrity.
Also,
go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. And also the other side of it, that young man who was talking about printing out the papers for the church, it goes back simply to, love your neighbor as Jesus loved you. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's not acting like it's the school coming to his house to use his printer and his ink, you know, and his paper and his ink. So, I mean, it's just something to conceptualize in your own mind. Oh, yeah, I work for this big corporation. I work for the school. I work for whatever. And, yeah, they like me, so I can use all the paper and ink I want. Well, can you imagine the school coming to you in your own home and the money that you paid to buy your paper, the money you paid to buy your ink, yeah, you treat others as how you want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as simple as that for me.
Okay, that's good. You know, I have forgot to give y'all some of the, in case you hear them all between, as I'm talking about integrity, some of my tag words that I'll be using throughout the broadcast, some I've already used, is compliment, honorable, trustworthy, and reputation. And your reputation is on the line. When people look at you with integrity and you start doing something contrary to that, they're going to start looking at you, shift their eyes and everything else. You know, all these little, little things they say and do. So you have to be trustworthy. You want to be honorable. And you want to compliment others with integrity. You know, a call to integrity. You know, people of integrity keep the promise they make. They are true to their word, whether in business, their family life, or in their relationship with God. You know, when you think about it, we have a unique opportunity today, a chance to stand up, be counted, give men and women who have chosen a different road an eternity before it's too late. We need to recapture the spiritual climax in our own home and cultivate a heart for other people. You know, the home we live in, you got to think, is it coming apart at the seams? You know, are you worried about different things? You know, to accomplish all this, to tilt the roughly the ground of hostility, the culture, you know, you have to think about that with your integrity. If you was to take a word integrity and reduce it to its smallest term, you will conclude that a man or woman of integrity is a promise keeper. He or she is a guy or woman when he says something or she says something can be trusted. When he or she gives his or her words, you can take it to the bank. His word and her word is good. When somebody have you and know you for integrity, they're going to say just those little things I said right there, that little tidbit. You can take that to the bank. I know them. I've tried them. I've watched them. They're trustworthy. Their reputation is on the line. They are honorable. And we're going to compliment them on what they're doing because their integrity stands for. When you see them coming, they're coming with integrity. They're not coming looking funny, acting funny, talking funny and crazy. They're going to be standing with integrity. And that's what our topic is about today, integrity. And when you think about that, oh, my. You know, we have the youth nowadays. And I included them, even with this here, because you have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. You know, integrity in youth. You know, parents teach children integrity by what they do, not what they say. Organizations like the Girl Scout, Boy Scout, attempt to install integrity in children so they will grow up honorable. Even, you know, as we think about it, the Girl Scout law and the Boy Scout, they say, I will do my best to be honest and fair, friendly and helpful, considerate and caring, courageous and strong, and responsible for what I say and do, and to respect myself and others. Respect authority. Use resource wisely. Make the world a better place. And be a sister, a brother to every Girl Scout or Boy Scout. You know, on my honor. That means you letting them know, I'm going to show my integrity. I'm going to be responsible, even as a young person. You say, on my honor. It's our good name, our public esteem, our reputation. God wants us to act honorably and to do the right things, even if no one sees us. We said that earlier. Even if others refuse to do what's right, that has been said too on different examples. Go ahead. No, you want
I was
to add
just
something?
Saying they did.
Okay. Uh-huh. And that's, you know, we're bringing out where others can go back to this broadcast and listen to it on integrity. Y'all pass the number on to others because I'm going to start bringing the program on this way. That way if somebody feel I'm cooking or whatever, but I can still listen to the broadcast, or I'm in the grocery store, you don't have to, we don't have to show your face. You can just tell where you're from, who you are, whatever, and just tune in to the broadcast because it's all to the glory of God. So I'm doing something new and different this year in 2022. 16 years I've been on this, doing this broadcast, and I give God the praise and the glory. So all of you are welcome to come on, invite others to come on, because we're going to have some good, exciting topics. And I thank the young man for Pennsylvania for coming on. I put women of integrity, but we want men to come in because we want men to be of integrity too, not just the women. So we're going to do show that women are unified in Christ can bring on, well, whoever want to come on, because this is about bringing things that God will be glorified, not us, but God will be glorified. You know, even the little girl, I remember when my granddaughter and my daughter was in Girl Scout, and they had, on my honor, I will try to serve God and my country, to help people at all times, and to live by the Girl Scout law. And that means we want to live by not only the Girl Scout law, but God's law. He set his law in place in the Word of God, and we want to live by it. You know, we want to be learning integrity. You know, when we see people of integrity, one comment we can make about them is that they have grown up. They no longer react to life in a way they did as a child. They have allowed God to raise them above that. You know, when you think about it, we grew up at random caring into maturity life, the mere methods and motives which we had as little children. And it does not occur to us that all this must be changed. That much of it must be reversed. That life is the finest of fine art, that it has to be learned with lifelong patience. You know, a lot of people don't have patience no more. It's a dog-eat-dog world around here now. People, they rushing, they hustling, they bustling. That's why I say I would do this different this year. And that the years of our pilgrimage are all too short to master it triumphantly. Yet this is what Christianity is for, to teach them the art of life. You know, I think about, unlike most education, this is almost purely personal. It is not to be had from books or lecture or creed or doctrine. It is a study from the life. Christ never said much in mere words about the Christian grace. He lived them. He was them. Yet, we do not merely copy him. We learn his art by living with him, like the old apprentice with their master. We learn from the word of God on the things in life that we're doing. We don't know. We didn't come here knowing everything. We're learning. Did somebody want to say something?
I'm sorry. Can I throw another hat into the ring here?
Go ahead.
I actually looked up the etymology of the word, and it was used very heavily in the 1800s, low in the worst parts of Western society, and it actually has an uptick now. And yeah, no, I think that's amazing. That's very interesting to me because the best definition I've ever heard is the lack of corruption.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people say honesty, decency, all that stuff, but just the lack. Zero corruption, I think that's the best actual way to say that you have integrity, is you lack mm-hmm. being able to take in nonsense, you know, be corrupted.
Okay, thank you. You know, people notice a person of integrity, no matter where you are. whether you're in the hospital, whether you're on your job, you're in the bank, you're in the grocery store, you're at the filling station. People notice you. And if you're going there regular enough, they really notice you. You know, when a person of integrity is in a position, we're going to hit now on leadership. When a person is in a position of leadership, people may notice something different about them. This provides an opportunity for them to point to God as the source of their integrity. You know, when asked if he thought a year ago when the team was languishing its usual mission, if this turnaround was possible, he or she said she or he relied on his religious faith. During the pandemic, person of integrity, when people see you again, and they ask you different things. You said, I relied on my religious faith. This would sound maybe crazy or out of somebody or anybody's mouth, but when you think about it, they bringing forth things that God have worked on them. When they come back out into the world, the real world, not just behind the walls or at the house, behind the closed doors, when they come out and you see them, you start noticing some things that's changed about them that you didn't see a year or 2 years ago. And you start thinking, what about that person? Is something that has been changed in them? Their demeanor, the way they talk, I noticed their reputation. They are trustworthy. They are honorable. I'm going to compliment that person. You know, when you think about it, even when you was, how far that little candle throwed his beam to shine a good deed in a naughty world, when they came out, you see, no, wait a minute, that person didn't used to do that. They did this all wrong, but now I see a change in that person. They're standing for integrity. It's going to come to you like, boom, a bolt of lightning. You know, that you have to refuse to compromise. When we make a decision to do right, there will most likely be opposition. Just like that man said earlier, when he was doing something right, somebody came up with an opposition thinking he was going to do something wrong because he was trying to do something right. He was showing his integrity. You know, it's a test of a person's integrity to stand firm during those trying times, as it evidence from the true things that we go through. You know, some things like today is the Sabbath. I cannot run on the Sabbath, and that's final. Don't, you know, some things people do on the Sabbath and some things they don't. So don't mess their integrity up because they don't do what you do all during the week. They may prepare their food in advance so they can be in the Word of God, just like we on the broadcast today. I know it's the Sabbath, so I'm bringing the broadcast, and all the things that I do on Sabbath, which is on the Sabbath day. Sunday is the first day of the week. Some people still celebrate it as, you know, Sunday, as for church and stuff, that's fine. But for those that's reading the Word, Sabbath is Saturday, first day of the week. So you're going to find our program coming on twice a week, especially the women's. They're going to come on twice a month. And if anybody on this line, while I'm thinking about it, would like for it to come on more than twice a month, the second and the fourth Saturday of the month, all you do is text me or enter it on my email or put it on Blog Talk through Joy and Peace. I would love to hear from you. Topics that y'all would like to talk about, text them to me. That way we can put them on way in advance and other people can come on and respond to the topics just like today that we are talking about. You know,
hey, ma'am, can I overrun you?
Uh-huh.
No, I just asked if I could overwhelm you. I would like to hear a show every day.
Every day? Well, now, I would like to do one every day. But what I do, I would check my schedule. I have one. I do on Wednesday on the Joy and Peace on Wednesday at 10 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I do prison ministry, and I go ministry other places. So sometimes it may not be, you know, feasible for me to do one every day. But I will pray on that one and see what God say. But I do know.
Tomorrow. I was just messing with you. I would never ask anybody seriously to do it every day. That'd be ridiculous.
I was showing you my integrity and my responsibility. Thank you for asking. You know, the testing of conviction. You know, it's one thing to say, I believe this is the right action. It is quite another to do the right thing when people oppose us and when doing right seems impossible. We need to pass this on to our children and remind ourselves that if we have deep conviction, conviction that have not just been handed to us, but that have been seared into our soul through difficulty battles won. You know, these convictions will be tested. They will be tried in the fire of our outside pressure. I am not certain that a conviction is a worthwhile one if it is not tested and tried in the refining fire of life experience and human opposition. And just like just a while ago, young man, what you were saying, it was tried in the fire. And I just come really nice to tell you why I can't be on every day. And you come back and respond, we know a right and a wrong. And I thank you for that. Just talking about testing of conviction. You know, we're still talking about integrity today. And if someone haven't said anything that would like to speak up on the broadcast, please feel free to come on. I would love to hear you. You know, integrity is threatened by temptation. You know, temptation, we face, fall into three categories. We are tempted sinuously to inappropriate feed the desire of our physical body. We are tempted to presume upon the grace of God to do things our way, believing God would rescue us. We are tempted in the area of gaining power and control. We're still talking about integrity today. You know, Satan tempts him. He tempted God to get food by changing stones into loaves of bread. How many of you all have been tempted just this week on different things through the enemy? It will prove you are the Son of God, he said. But Jesus told him, no, for the scripture tell us that bread won't feed men's soul. Obedient to every word of God is what we need. You know, then Satan took him to Jerusalem, to the roof of the temple. Jump off, he said, and prove you are the Son of God. For the scripture declared God will send his angels to keep you from harm. They will prevent you from smashing on the rocks below. Jesus retorted, it also said not to put the Lord your God to a foolish test. Next, Satan took him to the peak of a very high mountain and showed him the nation of the world and all their glory. I'll give it all to you, he said, if you will only kneel and worship me. That's Satan. But God was showing him his integrity and his responsibility. You know, get out of here, Satan, Jesus told him. The scriptures say, worship only the Lord God. Obey only him. You'll find that in Matthew, the 4th chapter, 3 through 10. We are talking about today integrity. I've tried to touch on a lot of parts of integrity. And I'll stop for a few minutes if somebody else would like to speak on integrity and on the things I've had said thus far. Don't be bashful. Don't feel bad. Just come right on in. I'll give you enough time. Well, you know, standing against temptation, it is not true that people of integrity are not tempted. They are just ready for it and know what to do when it happens. The key is depending on God rather than on their own strength to resist temptation. If anyone that has spoken already would like to say something, just let me know. I already have you on cue with your hand up, and I'd be more than happy to bring you in. Go ahead.
Pastor Sadie, you're
yes,
looking at integrity and responsibility, and I sit here and I went on the computer. I thank God for the computer. He has it there for the use of the children of God as well as the worldly people. And responsibility, when I looked it up, it said duty. And going back to integrity is honor. We as believers have a duty to bring honor to God. And by having integrity, knowing the difference and consistently not compromising our values, we bring honor to God, and we are doing the duty that he has left for us here to do. We are to show the world, as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we are the ambassadors of Christ to bring the world back. And we must show this consistency in our actions to the world. And that I think sometimes that's what the world has not seen, is a lot of consistency in our actions of being honorable, in our actions of having integrity, in our actions of being moral. Sometimes we slip. But I thank God that we have a God that's a forgiving God, because, we were talking about if you continue to do a sin, make a practice of doing it, then you're losing your integrity. But if you make that sin and you fall short and you ask God to forgive you, then you don't do that anymore. That keeps your integrity intact. I think that's what I'm trying to say, that because you've now been consistent, as you said earlier, they don't do that anymore. You can't bring the old stuff up to them, because now you see a consistency of actions of right doing in that person, of standing up with good character and not ashamed to say that we are children of God. By not just our mouth, as you said earlier about the children, but by our actions. The world has been watching the what they call the church, but it's not the church. It's the worship center, because we are the church. But the world has been watching the worship center, and they're not seeing enough consistency in the actions of the church, of the worship center, or the body, to believe in God. They can't believe in something that the people who are supposed to believe in him aren't consistent in doing what he asked us to do. You are being consistent in trying to make sure that you get on here and you give out a word to help those of us be strong. Now, this is a word for, I guess everybody on here is a believer, I'm not sure, but this is a word for the believers to now take out into the world as the ambassadors of Christ that we are and share with the world. But they must also see us being consistent in our actions. That's why, people talk about the Jehovah Witnesses and the Mormons. How the Jehovah Witnesses will wake you up early Saturday morning and knocking on your door, and it's like two or three of them out there. But they're consistent. They're consistent in going out with the actions of showing that they want the world to be saved. The Mormons, they take their children at the age, I believe, of 18. These children give up 2 years of their life to go out and consistently share their belief with the world. Baptist.
What's the truth, though?
Pentecostal. Catholic. I hate to name my brother out like that. We're not consistent in going out and making sure that the word of God is out there. But people like you and Sister Tuck and Sister Hall, you all get on here and you come every week, and you bring a message of strength and encouragement to us to keep our integrity. That's what this is all about, to keep us honest, to keep our good character, to keep our morals intact.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm grateful for what you do. And I've asked the Lord to give me the moral character to get back to doing the same thing. That young man, he asked every day, and you know what? Yeah, you can help every day. It ain't got to be you, but somebody
mm-hmm.
that's a believer of Christ, including him,
mm-hmm.
can get on here every day and bring a word of
mm-hmm.
encouragement.
That's right.
To help us keep our integrity. They say that the workers are few. No, they not. We've all been trained. You're training us now to do what mm-hmm. God asked us to do. Go out and make more disciples. He didn't just say, sit up here and listen to my word in my house and then don't do anything with it. You're not planting mm-hmm. not one seed. When you just sit and hear
true.
What you're saying right now, if we don't take this integrity and responsibility and use it for the rest of this week to somebody,
mm-hmm.
then we're not doing the consistency of what God asked us to do as to bring the world back. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Are y'all familiar with Thomas Aquinas?
Are we familiar with what, sir? I didn't catch it all.
Thomas Aquinas. He was
one of the biggest.
I'm sorry, man. Are you familiar with Thomas Aquinas? He's a saint. He was actually responsible for one of the biggest reformations in the church. He said,
mm-hmm.
beware the man of only one book. I'm not saying that Christians and atheists and pagans and all these other different belief structures, whatever. We all have our different beliefs. We all have our different stances. But I'm saying, the moment that you try to understand another person's perspective,
mm-hmm.
and this is from Thomas Aquinas, not from me. This is from one of our saints, one of our hallowed saints. He said that you never think one way.
Amen.
That always ends badly. Yeah,
amen.
That always ends badly. So I'm just saying, you know, Thomas Aquinas, St. Thomas Aquinas, he was responsible for one of the biggest reformations in the church.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if you try to reach across that bridge, I know a bunch of people are angry. And a bunch of people have nonsensical views about the world. I'm not worried about that. I'm not even accepting my own views as sensical at this point. We're having an experience as humans, yeah? And we're enjoying ourselves to a certain extent. We're suffering to a certain extent. Because you cannot live life without suffering. I don't know if that was something that, do people understand that? It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you're worth $1 trillion. You're going to suffer. If you're a human, you're going to have a bad time in some arena. I'm not worried about that. I'm saying that if you want to help other people find the word, then you have to understand there is no better way to bring it to them than accept the fact that they are coming at it from a completely different angle.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm sorry, I just want to say this last thing. The stuff that they will present will break your heart. The stuff that you will present will break their heart.
Amen.
And that's all it is. You keep breaking each other's hearts.
Amen. You know, it's amazing you're saying this. I had this very same conversation with a Jehovah Witness the other day, and we were talking about if we all believe in one thing, we believe that God's Son, Jesus Christ, came to this earth and died. I don't care what you label your religious belief as, but if we have that one common denominator, there is something we can learn from each one of them, each one. And, you know, the young lady, she explained something to me about the church itself, the Jehovah Witnesses itself, and I looked at some of the stuff that they had for their children out there. Now, I can't say all the others aren't doing this because I don't see all the others, but the ones that I have had an opportunity to walk with in my last 50 years of walking to be a child of God, there's not consistency where we get together to make sure that we work. You know, there's not going to be, as this young man may be saying, there's not going to be any divisions in heaven. There ain't going to be Jehovah Witness, Pentecostal, Catholic. None of that is going to go in heaven. The only thing that's going to be up in there is children of God. And we've got to learn to live with one another down here if we have the same principles. We live by the same morals. We live by have the same character of God, no matter what title we put on it. That's what we're going to be like when we get to heaven. It will be no color. It will be no order, but one. Children of God, and that's all I want. I want to live in the world where we become one thing, children of God.
Yes, ma'am.
I want
that. Can I share a story? Can I share a story with you?
Say, go ahead. I guess. Answer the same.
Go ahead.
I'm going to do some arm circles. I'm gonna stretch this one out. No, it was it's a very short story. And it's actually a very sad story and a beautiful story if you take the moment to get to the realization. I live in a city in one of the most fertile farmlands in the world. And we had a bunch of people coming over for a farm expo because we were teaching people from all around the world how to farm more efficiently. And I walked into a pub. And I met up with some Argentine guys. These guys were very, very tall, very beautiful men. You know how the Argentines are. And I went up and I started shaking my hands, and I taught them how to play darts, and we had a good time. And I walked out, and I said, "Welcome to America. Have a good day." You ready for the bad part?
Okay.
A young black man said, "You told them about the white man's America." And I was like, "Jesus Christ." And I waved them on, you know, go back to your hotel. This isn't about you. This is about this man's anger. So they walked away, and I said, "Man, the pigment of your skin is literally the least interesting thing about you. Do you like rock music? Do you like polka? I don't know what kind of music you like. You like horror movies or romantic movies? You know, you need to have something about your personality. You can't just walk around thinking that the color of your skin is going to be something of value in this world, because eventually other people are going to meet you. You can't just run around thinking that that's an actual attribute. It's nothing important. That's an immutable trait." And the kid walked up from high school, because this guy was getting kind of irate. A kid walked up from high school that I knew. He was a black kid. And he said, he stepped in. He's like, "Hey, man, back off him." And he walked up to me. I'm like, "Dude, this guy thinks I'm racist because I'm white." And he said, "Yeah, but he's racist. And he's drunk. You shouldn't pay him any mind." I was like, isn't that amazing? I had to have a sense of humor about that in that moment, because I was like, I could not defend myself here, right now. There was no defensible position for me to hold because of his imagination. It had nothing to do with me. It was all about him.
Yes, Lord.
So I don't know how to interpret that. I mean, if you guys want to throw some salt on that, I'd be more than happy to listen.
Yeah. You know, that's one thing I think I have to thank God for. My upbringing in my life, I do not and have not, as long as I could remember, ever seen color. I was raised up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That was in the north. And I moved to Virginia when I was 10. And there was a different culture there from where I had come from. but it didn't change how I feel about people. I just love people. I don't care who you are. I ask God to speak Spanish, and God keeps telling me, well, you ain't going to get that axe experience by it just going to overpower you. You need to go to school. I'm trying to get that experience so that I can speak to all my brothers and sisters with love. But you know what I've learned? I don't have to speak one word of Spanish, one word of German, one Vietnamese word, one Chinese word. All I have to do is smile and laugh and show I care. And that cuts through everything. Every wall that was built up comes down because I showed love. Mm-hmm. And I don't care who you are.
I'm sorry, everybody. It rained in East Central Illinois, and then it frosted over pretty quickly, so I just slipped and fell on my butt. So I'm sorry. my earpiece fell out. No, I'm just saying
this happened.
I wasn't trying not to respond.
This has been a wonderful program today. The person for 2022, I was doing it for an hour because I know everybody say they're busy and stuff, and I don't want to cut the day off. But we meet again the fourth Saturday of this month. Each month is the second and fourth Saturday. And everybody is welcome to come back. We're going to have another exciting topic that we're going to talk about, and I want you all to invite others. I'm going to fix my screen where it's bigger, where we can have 25, 30 people come on that want to share in the topic we're going to be talking about. And we have to maintain. Huh?
That's the 22nd.
Okay, I don't have my calendar in front of me, but whatever the fourth Saturday of this month.
Oh, the fourth Saturday, that's the 29th.
Ma'am, do you have my phone number?
Huh?
Do you have my phone number?
Let me see. Let me go back. Erico 217?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to write it down right now.
No problem at all. I can help you out a little bit.
Okay. All righty. I appreciate it. I
thank
God for the broadcast today.
A pleasure listening to the young man.
Have a sense of humor about everything all the time or be miserable all the time. You get to choose.
I accept that. Yes, sir.
And I thank everyone that came on and just listened, because I had a lot of callers was on, but they just listened. They didn't want to say anything. But I thank God for everyone that came on that wanted to talk, wanted to share today. That's what it's all about, because one person don't have all the answers. Everybody experienced something in life that they can share with someone else that would help. And so I give God the praise today for every caller that called in today. And be watching out. I'll be coming on within the next. I'll be on Wednesday with my regular broadcast for Joy and Peace. And on the second and the fourth Saturday will be Women Unified in Christ will be coming on.
Amen.
And
you're okay if I show up just because I'm hilarious, right?
What'd you say again? I didn't catch it all.
I said you're okay if I show up just because I'm hilarious.
Oh yeah, show up, because we're gonna have some for Maine too. We're gonna have some topics about for Maine too, and you can chime right on into it. It's a women ministry, but I invite everyone from all nationalities to come on, because whatever topic God give me, everybody gonna be able to chime in on it, to be able to talk on that topic.
Amen.
Yep, that's what it's all about.
You send this over to my friends in the Philippines and they start speaking Tagalog at you.
Because with me, it's all about Jesus. Nothing else. It's all about Jesus. It's all about him. So closing off our program for today, it's courage to do right. and we went through a whole lot of areas on integrity, it's easy to go along with others, especially when those others are trusted friends. But if we are willing to take a stand for what is right, we can help set a standard for others. I want to tell you all, thank you so much for making this program what it is today. Sorry for those that had to leave. They missed a whole lot. But we were, would anyone on the line would like to close us off in prayer?
My phone's about to die.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm using my landline. Gracious Father, we come today thanking you for this program today on integrity, on a lot of areas we hit, dear Heavenly Father, on integrity. And we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that we can compliment others. We can honor others, dear Heavenly Father. We are trustworthy, dear Heavenly Father. We want to make sure we stay humble, have a good reputation, dear Heavenly Father. Let us be able to go forth like never before in 2022. Let us be able to come on and give others the things that you have given us. Let them all come on and share alike on the broadcast to Heavenly Father. Let them be able to give the numbers to others and come on. Let them write the dates down to Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus. Bless every home represented today to Heavenly Father. Cover it with the blood of Jesus, front to back, side to side. Everyone is looking for a job to Heavenly Father that just dropped in my spirit. Bless them with the job and the finances they need to take care of their families to Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus. And until we meet again, be blessed, love each and every one of you all, and thank you. If I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. Thank you for coming on today. Bye-bye.
Amen. Good day. Bye.
Bye-bye.